Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
What did I buy?
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. I mean, you might have your zip code.
Yes, 28609.
You said 28609?
Yes. I never did get any kind of confirmation or anything, so I stopped payment on it.
And your first and last name?
Robert. PAYSOUR.
Okay, so an account is filling up. May you verify your shipping address?
Well, I don't need to because I stopped the order. Because I never could get a hold of anybody, never did get a confirmation.
Okay, so in order for me to see why were you charged, I have to gain access to the account. So an account associated with your first and last name, it has no, and that account is pulling up, but I have to verify that it is yours. I either can verify with your email or your shipping address.
My email is rpaysour46@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. So the only thing I show here is that you entered our sweepstakes on the 24th to win our drill set for $5.74.
Well, like I say, I never did get any kind of confirmation, and I've called before, and nobody returned my call. You're the first one to return it. So really, I stopped payment on it because I didn't know what it was. For sure.
Okay, so would you like to continue? Would you like to get it canceled out?
Just cancel it out.
Okay. So in order for you to get a full refund, you would have to have, since you say you filed a dispute already on the charge, you would have to have your bank on the line. So we'll be able to credit a full refund.
Well, it's not a bank. It's a charge card. I already talked to the card company, so they're handling it now. So if you're selling something, you need to give some kind of confirmation or something on email so that you know what you've done. But I never did get one, so that's the reason I called and canceled it on my card.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting it canceled out here, but like I said, if you would like a refund of the $5.74, we'll be happy to credit one. Your card company would just have to be on the line. But just give me one moment so I can give you a confirmation number that the account was canceled.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, I have your confirmation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 262-796-249.
All right, repeat that one more time.
C as in Charlie, 262-796-249.
And was that just Charlie, 262?
Yes, sir. So it's Charlie, 262-796-249.
Okay. Well, like I say, I called, and they said next available would be 2 minutes. Well, I waited and waited and waited, and then some recording come on there and said push 3 if you wanted to be called back, and I did. Then another one said that you don't hear from you, then try again the next day. So, you know, it just didn't sound right, so I just had it canceled. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're okay. I'm saying we would be happy to credit you the full refund. Just at this point, if no, will we do it, your bank will have to be on the line.
Okay, where are y'all located?
Okay, I'm located in Tennessee.
Okay, the address, I Googled the address of the, whatever it was, and it was in Nevada.
That's the main office.
Main office. Well, the main office of what?
Of the company.
I even Googled what do you sell, what do you promote, but it wouldn't.
Okay, so I'm showing here you entered our sweepstakes to win our drill set.
Well.
Where you paid the $5.74 shipping and handling.
I thought I was on a Home Depot or a Lowe's site's what I thought I was on.
Okay, well, I can't verify that. I only can verify, you know, what I see in front of me. And, yeah, I'm showing here where you entered our sweepstakes for the drill set.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.